Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Sonia Castellano, the Global Show Director for Domatex. Sonia, how you doing?
Hello, Kemp. I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. I've got you in Germany. You're actually, much like here in this country, you're working at home, and I wanted to catch up on the Domatex Germany show. And most people know it's the world's largest trade show for floor covering. But first, just a little quick background. You took this role almost 2 years ago. They named you in this position of Global Show Director on September 1st of 18.
Yes, exactly. So almost 2 years with ups and downs with the Domatex and many challenges. Now it's the biggest challenge we had ever, not only in the history of Domatex, but in the history of Deutsche Messe, actually. This is really the worst crisis we're facing right now.
All right, so Deutsche Messe, that's a trade show company that's based in Germany. You have a huge fair there in Hanover, but you do shows all over the world. The trade show business has been extremely challenged because, like sporting events, trade shows are where people come together, and the fear and risk of spreading a virus obviously is front and center. Let's talk quickly about this show, because the show, and I'm glad to hear, is on track. You're planning to have the show January 15th to the 18th, which is 1 week later than you had it last year.
Yes, absolutely. We are already in full swing with our preparations for the next edition of Domatex, and we are committed to giving the industry new opportunities for kicking their business back into high gear. But of course, as you said, the current situation is very uncertain, and nobody can predict what the situation will be like in the beginning of next year, let alone 2 months from now. The global community is facing a new situation that we have not experienced before, but we still remain confident that we will be able to hold Domatex in January, and we will, of course, ensure the safety of our guests by implementing hygiene and distance concepts specified by the health authority. Thank God we are also receiving some positive feedback from visitors and exhibitors.
I'm glad to hear that you're a realist. You know this is going to be a smaller show. You're planning on it being for a smaller show, and you've changed the theme. The theme is cover new ground. To tell us a little bit about your planning for this show in January.
Now, more than ever, society and the economy are both challenged to rethink every facet of life. And with our new keynote theme, Cover New Ground, the aim is to motivate people to go beyond previous strategies, to go beyond previous experiences, especially also in flooring design and application, and to look into the future, because I think we do need new perspectives and new visions. Look, like I said, I'm working in my home office now, and the office buildings are almost empty. Everybody, I think, also in future will be staying at home and working from home. Floorings will have to adapt to these new challenges the society has.
I'm glad to hear that the show is still going to happen. It's the place where new innovation is introduced, and there continues to be new innovation, especially in the area of multi-layered flooring. I know that you're not going to do the framing trends in Hall 9. You're going to change things up. You're going to have stages that are dedicated both soft and hard, so that in Hall 11, you'll have carpets, fibers, and yarns, and then in Hall 12, you'll have resilient, laminate, and hardwood. You call it parquet.
Mm-hmm.
I see you've changed the show. It's most likely going to be a smaller show. Some of the things we've got to watch, I guess, is whether there'll be travel restrictions.
Absolutely, since nobody can tell what the future will look like, but we have to keep on struggling. We cannot just sit there and say, okay, then that's it for next year, and we'll just sit and wait. As I said, we want to offer the audience a good platform to make business again. Yes, in the floor layout, we will have some changes as well, Kemp, because the new hygiene and distance rules foresee that we take several steps, and also the exhibitors will have to adopt a little bit, but we will do our utmost to make it as easy as possible for them. But it means that we will have aisles of 6 meters, so that means that we will have a sort of new site plan. And with the travel ban, we have no other choice than to let in the audience from those countries who are allowed to travel in anyway. So it will really be an incomparable special edition Domatex.
I see that you're planning to have a retailers club. This is new, a lounge in Hall 7 for the retailers that come.
Yes, retailers lounge together, all the VIP retailers, to give them the chance to have a seat, to have a drink, to charge their mobile phone to have a look into their emails before they go and move to the next booth.
Will you also have a speaker series, and will you continue to push to have some architects and designers as well?
Well, to be honest, since next year also BAU is taking place, we changed a little bit our strategy and are not focusing that much on architects. Of course, we will have them among our target groups and attendees, but we will rather focus much more on distributors, dealers, wholesalers, and installers rather than on architects. But yeah, we are planning to have some speakers' corners to take up on the latest trends and topic of the flooring branch.
To explain to my listeners, the BAU show is an every other year show. So in years when there is a BAU show, it sometimes impacts the breadth or width of the attendance you have. Every year you have the innovation pieces and the flooring experts there, but BAU being more of a broader construction material show, it does take some of your audience away, right?
Absolutely. In odd-numbered years, there is competitors' event BAU taking place, which does, of course, have an impact on Domotec. And especially for next year, I believe all fairs and trade organizers who are planning events for the beginning of 2020 are looking to their competitors to see how they deal with the situation and how they are moving things forward.
While we're talking about that, you have two other Domotec's big shows. You have the Domotec's Asia show, which is usually in March, and it's been moved, but it's still going to be this fall, right?
Yes, in view of the recent outbreak of the coronavirus, as with all other shows of the Domotec brand, we needed to move from March to August. The postponed show will be held from 31st August to 2nd of September at the National Exhibition and Convention Center at NACC in Shanghai. And it will be, as I said, also for Hanover. We have no other choice than to make it a regional nice show with the focus on Chinese and Asian exhibitors and attendees. It was very important for us not to cancel the show at all, but to offer the Asian continent still a flooring show this year of a certain dimension, let's say.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to get in and out of China, so I'd say it's going to be more of a regional show. Let's ask one more. The USA show, I think your decision has been to push that, so you'll aim for 2022 on that, right?
Yeah, the Domotec USA has been postponed. The decision to postpone the 21 edition based on various factors, including an extensive market study and also current global developments, of course. And in the months following this year's fairs, we had an independent market research company conducting a detailed market study to find out the needs. What is it actually? What the target group, the audience, wants? So we asked wholesalers, we asked retailers and other experts in the flooring industry, also the producers, to give us as the organizers some deeper understanding of what the current needs of the industry is, to give us the possibility to add further value to the trade show. We received good feedback, and we will take this time, need the time as well, to develop a new show that with a new overall concept of the show, to have the possible best presentation for attendees and exhibitors alike. And as soon as I can share more details, you will have an interview again with me.
All right, sounds good. All right, Sonia, well, I appreciate you spending time with us. I'm encouraged to hear that you're moving forward with the Hanover Show in January. Again, the date's January 15th through 18th in 2021. Again, we've been talking to Sonia Castellano, the Global Show Director for Domotec, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.